Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers.
Seven richest countries in the world. Now them have a little need, and them plan to keep and oppress the poor. I saw them have a little need, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and these things. Cause when them think, then things go the people way. One day them dead, then them not dead yet. Price to be paid. They think they're worthy and no one can touch them. But them have the next thing coming. But when them think them thing goes the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. Oh, when them think them thing goes another way. One day them dead, 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 them not dead, dead.
Strictly roots and culture, you know.
Seven richest countries in the world. What do they do for the people? Look at America, the so-called this. I'm so blessed. Where the money went in the skies and weapons.
Greetings, greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, June the 22nd, 2014. Now, the Almighty is speaking to us in Leviticus, teaching us how we are to conduct our society, teaching us that we must study Yahuwah, existing and living, and we must study Elohim, the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High, which is the whole universe. The whole, when you examine that word Elohim, that word encompasses the whole of the universe as the work of the Almighty, the imagination and thinking of the Almighty, the heavenly bodies, the spirit entities in every heavenly and planetary body, every facet of the universe propagated by the spirit entities that work on behalf of the Almighty, Yahuwah, propagating, existing, and living. We hear in verse 11. In verse 11, ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. This is teaching us that the system that we live under is a system of lies and treachery and deceit. This is teaching us that the system that we live under will have us bear false witness against each other, have us steal and lie on one another. No, we are to have nothing to do with a system like that. Verse 12, and ye shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Now the word God here is Elohim. And the word Lord is Jehovah. Lord God, Jehovah Elohim, God Lord Elohim, Jehovah. So when we begin to work for the system, when we play like we're working on behalf of the Almighty, but in reality, we're working on behalf of the system to kill and destroy and wound and hurt men and women, then we are misusing the science of the universe and misusing the Elohim and blaspheming Yahuwah because we're not working on behalf of existing and living. Verse 13, thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until the morning. So we say to all corporate leadership, all ruling class and ruling families, you have defrauded the human family. You have defrauded and robbed the people of our wages, our land, wealth, resources, robbed us of health care, robbed us of education, robbed us of love and friendship. We want it all back. Verse 14, thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shalt fear thy God. I am the Lord. So watch this, sisters and brothers. The eugenics societies, the eugenicists, late 1800s, and going all the way back to the 1500s, you may say, but always destroying that which they hate, the people that they dislike, destroying black, brown, red, and yellow, destroying by colonization and slavery, and taking greater pains to destroy those who are physically handicapped, mentally deficient. So once again, when Hitler comes on the scene, he has already studied the House of Rothschild. He, Hitler, and the Nazis already studied that which was done by the United States of North America, Europe, through the eugenics societies that taught that black, brown, red, and yellow, and poor working class white. It was taught by the eugenicists that these were genetically inferior. Black, brown, red, yellow, and poor working class white were seen as genetically inferior to the superiority of the ruling class and ruling families. And furthermore, any who were physically handicapped, any who were mentally handicapped, were seen as extra genetically inferior, and all manner of things were done to destroy handicapped people physically and mentally handicapped people. Terrible experiments, locked up inside of insane asylums, all manner of destructive practices done to so-called handicapped people. So the scripture tells us not to curse the deaf, not to put a stumbling block before the blind, but fear thy Elohim. The word God here is Elohim. Has to do with the whole of the universe. All of the materials in the universe. All of the elements in the universe. All of the spirit entities that have control over every facet of the universe working on behalf of Yahuwah, the existing one, who begets father, father begets, and as mother conceives to give birth to life and existing for all. Verse 15, ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the Almighty, but in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. This means that we don't think like the system. Yes, we are for the oppressed. We are for the poor working class masses of the proletariat peoples of the earth. But when we are judging a case, we don't just jump on the poor person's side because the person is poor. We judge the case and the issues by the merits of the case and by the issues. So whatever the judgment is in that particular case, We judge according to the facts and the issues. And if we are to judge in favor of the mighty person or judge in favor of the poor person, we don't look at the exterior, but we look at the case itself and judge according to righteousness, not how the system judges. The system does not judge according to righteousness. The system always judges in favor of the wicked ruling class and the ruling families. Verse 16, thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among the people. Let me go ahead and see what this word talebearer means. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H, 7400. Rahil, Rahil.
Rahil is a slanderer, a talebearer, a carrier of lies, fictitious narrative, an informer. So the CIA comes into our communities. The FBI comes into our communities to solicit us into becoming informers against each other, and especially against those who are standing up for truth, justice, and righteousness. And by such means and such practice, the CIA and the FBI and the Fraternal Order of the Police absolutely destroyed our organizations, Nation of Islam, Black Panther Party, Black Revolutionary Movement, Republic of New Africa, Congress on Racial Equality, Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. These were the means used to absolutely destroy political organizations who were working for the freedom, justice, and equality of the masses of the people. This is how the students movement was infiltrated. This is how the communist movement was infiltrated. This was how the anti-war left movement among the poor working class Caucasian people, this is how that movement was infiltrated. So the scripture is telling us not to be an informer, not to bear false witness, not to carry lies against our sisters and brothers. Don't stand against the blood of our neighbor. Don't stand and work to destroy the life of the human being. Don't be bloodthirsty. Don't go after bloodshed and warfare. Don't do the bidding of the wicked ruling class and ruling families and rise up against the lifeblood of the human being, our sister and brother and our neighbor. That's the way of the system. Verse 17, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any ways rebuke thy brother and not suffer sin upon him. Don't hate the brother and the sister, but go to your brother and sister who are in sin, who are working on behalf of the system. The word sin, this is such wonderful scripture when we understand. The word sin is defined as sin, punishment for sin, but it's rooted in another word, kata, that has to do with missing the way, going wrong, missing the goal, missing the path of right and duty. We have a right and a duty to fulfill with one another, to uphold one another, sustain one another, and love one another. When we don't work in the way of existing and living for all, When we do the bidding of the system of death, hell, destruction, we miss the mark. We have not fulfilled our right and duty. We are becoming other than ourself. This word is further defined as to miss oneself, to lose one's self, to wander from the way and bring guilt and condemnation and punishment on ourselves. We originated in the waters of Noon, the original virgin birth. If virginity means a birth without aid of a human being, and a woman and a man are human beings, then a true virgin birth is the only virgin birth that ever took place, being the birth of the whole of the material universe and all within the material universe in that original birthing from the waters of Noon and the womb of Nonet. As the Almighty are not human, then the material universe coming from the Almighty Father, represented by the God Noon, and the womb of the Almighty Mother, represented by the goddess Nonet, and then you have the spreading forth of the material universe, making the universe and all of the facets in the universe, that is the original birth that we come from. That is the original virgin birth. So, we are not to hate our brother. We are not to destroy our brother and sister. We are to absolutely uphold our brother and sister. And if we see that a brother and a sister has gone in the wrong direction, then we help our sister and brother. We become who we are supposed to be from that original birth, meaning that we live our lives in accordance with living and existing. That is ourselves being ourselves. That is ourselves in that original birth reality. That is ourselves coming from the original and only virgin birth, true virgin birth, no human aid at all. That original birth reality where we, as the Word, requested that the Almighty would prepare for us a physical structure that we may come into that physical structure by aid of the Christ mechanism, proton, neutron, and electron. We would be that neutron that would take on human nature and the flesh of the universe, and we would be ourselves, which is a child of the Most High, existing and living and stand for the oppressed and deliver the captive from captivation. When we do not do that, then we are sinful, full of sins. We've moved from the path of righteousness, moved from the path of the Almighty Yahuwah, existing and living, and are in this terrible relationship with the system that is death and destruction. So we do not destroy our sister and brother. We do not hate our sister and brother. The system wants us to hate black, brown, red, yellow, white. The system wants us to hate Christian or Muslim or Buddhist, etc., etc. The system wants us to hate communist and socialist. The system wants us to hate Democrat or hate Republican. No. But when we see that we are in the wrong, then we teach and speak to and come to our sister and brother so that we can lift the sin off of ourselves. Verse 18, thou shalt not avenge, nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. Love your neighbor so much that it's like you're loving your own self. Yeah, we have differences. Yes, we have done things against each other, but that is because of the system. Even on your job, when your little boss mistreats you, that's because of the system. That person is not no ruling class or ruling family. That's a little itty-bitty, low-class technician propagating hatred against you because of the system. But if we could win that little technician to the struggle by teaching that little technician how to be a human being, how to love, how to have friendship and respect, we can't let go of our true original humanity. We must know and analyze the system and know that little itty bitty bosses are only in the way of thinking of the system, but we must reach them as well. When we as Christians or Muslims have differences with one another, that's because of the system. When we as Hindus or Buddhists or communists or socialists or capitalists have difference with one another, when we as men or women have difference with one another, that's the system. Analyze the system, become pita, and think of why it is that we are at each other's throats and cease to be at each other's throats, but love each other like we love our own self. I am the Lord. I am Yahuwah existing. Always the scripture is telling us to stand up for existing for all. Verse 19, ye shall keep my statutes. Thou shalt not let the cattle gender with a diverse kind. Let me see. The word gender here is lie down, stretch down, repose. It says copulation of woman with beast. So we're talking about various species laying with one another, crossbreeding. Apparently the scripture says do not crossbreed. And we know that in today's system, they crossbreed everything. They crossbreed anything. And this is why you have allergies. This is why you have sicknesses. This is why we are not as healthy as we should be. They'll take, watch this. I'm so thankful to the Most High for getting into my brain to think. They'll take various genes from various animals and splice them with other genes to make something and give it to us to eat and consume, and we become sick. It says with a diverse kind. Don't let them gender lie down with a diverse kind, with a mixture, a forbidden practice among cattle, crossbreeding, seeds sowing, and cloth garments material. The crossbreeding of cattle, the crossbreeding of seeds, the crossbreeding of cloth. Let's continue with this. This is so interesting. Thou shalt not sow thy field with mingled seed. Mingled seed, once again, has to do with two kinds of seed, a mixture of seed, the forbidden practice of crossbreeding cattle, crossbreeding seeds, and crossbreeding cloth or material. Now, I'm thinking of Monsanto's. I'm thinking of these big agribusiness companies. I'm thinking of their scientists and how they'll take corn and genetically modify almost 100% of the corn with some seed from some other food group. They'll take vegetables and crossbreed them with the seed of some other food. They take fruit, peaches, and crossbreed peaches with the seed of some other fruit, crossbreeding seeds. And so you go to eat a peach, and you come up with allergies. You go to eat corn. You come up with sickness. You go to eat this meat or that food or that grain. And there has been crossbreeding. And so this is forbidden in the laws of the Almighty. This is forbidden in the laws of nature. This is forbidden in the laws of the universe. And crossbreeding linen, I'm told that has to do with genders in the human being. But what I'm going to say is that we must be ourselves, be who we are, and do not crossbreed with the seed of the wicked ruling class and families whose words are like seed in the ear, and the ear is likened unto the sacred vaginal tract that leads to the womb, that is the heart and the mind. And so when we crossbreed with the wicked ruling class and ruling families and take on their doctrines and take on their thinking and teaching, then we are crossbreeding garments. And we are forbidden to do so. It says in verse 20, whosoever lieth carnally with a woman that is a bondmaid, betrothed to an husband, and not at all redeemed, nor freedom given her, she shall be scourged. They shall not be put to death because she was not free. Verse 21, and he shall bring his trespass offering unto the Lord, unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, even a ram for a trespass offering. Verse 22, and the priest shall make an atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering before the Lord for his sin which he hath done, and the sin which he hath done shall be forgiven him. Let's go straight to the metaphor. This is not talking about misusing and abusing a woman. This is talking about the system that is likened unto a woman, that is likened unto the wife of the wicked ruling class, that is a system of slavery, a system of death, hell, and destruction. So when our leadership is wooed, and when we are wooed to lie carnally, to have illicit intercourse, illegal intercourse with this nasty system that belongs to the wicked ruling class, who are the husband of such nasty, rotten system of slavery and death, hell, and destruction. Don't put that one to death. Go to that one. Teach that one. Teach that one to come out of the system. And then we who have been misused and abused and are like that bondmaid, made slaves, we must work for the freedom of those who have been used in such way. But the condition that prevails is a condition that the freedom has not been given her, the masses of the people who have been enslaved. So we must give the freedom to the masses who are like the woman. We must free the institutions, free the government, free the organizations that have been betrothed to this wicked husbandman, this wicked ruling class and families, and redeem the governments, redeem the institutions, redeem the organizations, governmental, financial, educational, and religious. And then we give the freedom to these institutions. And then we who have gone after such wickedness, we make atonement. We ask the Most High to forgive us, because we have been other than our original selves and committed sin. And we give atonement to Yahuwah, the existing one, the living one. And we begin now to give freedom to all the systems, freedom to all the organizations, freedom to all the governments, because we have taken the institutions, taken the governments, taken the systems from the wicked, and now the systems are betrothed to Yahuwah, the existing one. The systems, governments, institutions are betrothed to Christos, the propagator of life, giving human nature to the word and flesh to the word. And we have made atonement, asked for forgiveness of our sins, and now we are not other than ourselves. We are absolutely ourselves. Jah love, Jah bless. You know this is the Exodus. The movement of Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie people.